Shalom and hallelujah, because we are blessed beyond what we can understand. So thank you for joining us here. This is Michael Basham, Spirit Wars Frontline Report. Many there are who are suffering, persecuted in prison. They are being tortured because they were there at January 6th. Check out the interview we did with Nick Searcy regarding the January 6th. And if you have an extra buck, download and watch Capital Punishment, an amazing documentary that really shows you the egregious, nasty treatment of the FBI upon innocent Americans who just showed up to basically a big Trump rally at Washington, D.C. So we don't want to focus too much on the politics or the revolution or the spirit war of the Civil War, but the spirit war of the Jerusalem War. And that war is of the souls. That there are souls destined for damnation. In fact, if not for Jesus Christ, the default is that all of us are destined for hellfire, for damnation. It is only through the gracious, precious blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of our Father who art in heaven, of his own beloved Son, his only begotten Son, that he died for us, that we can go to heaven. Only by believing on him, receiving him, his precious, precious sacrifice. That's it. So I don't know what we're talking about besides that, because to me, you know, it's like all else is like it's a bunch of squabbling, it's a bunch of silliness. But meanwhile, we have to talk because we are up against the AI systems. And you know, all of us have been thinking about this, but like, when is Twitter, Google, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and whatever other nasty AI systems, multi-billion dollar companies, when are they going to censor us and ban us for merely quoting the Holy Bible? That has always been on my mind. Have you ever thought about that? This quote of the Holy Bible, which we don't deem holy, is considered misinformation and hate speech, because the same spirit that bribed the Roman soldiers at the tomb of Jesus, where the stone was rolled away, where with the archaeological findings of Ron Wyatt, that there was also, besides the stone, there were also Roman iron placings, incredibly high tech for that era, giant iron bars, like cut into the walls with chains holding in the stone. So not only was the stone rolled away, but something akin to like a high-tech laser was cut through those iron bars that held the chain, and the chain was obviously broken. I mean, the iron things were taken away, and it was an impossible feat. Like, not only could you not have rolled away the stone, but also in addition to the stone, and I'm not sure if that's in the Bible or not, but at least Ron Wyatt found that there were these, like, cleanly sliced, cut as if by a laser, iron holdings or bars cut into the mountain, the side of the mountain, to then hold the stone in place, and then a chain placed over that. So that was done away with. So it was impossible for the disciples to have rolled away the stone and stolen the body of Jesus and then said that he was resurrected. But the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Jewish government, the religious leaders of that day, the jealous leaders, they said that, well, here you go. You know, just go tell Pontius Pilate and go tell Rome that, you know, his disciples came and they stole the body away. And here's a bunch of money, because obviously they knew that wasn't true. There was like no way. So that was the very first fake news. Jesus didn't actually get resurrected. Notice that there isn't like this huge argument that Jesus never existed and he never got crucified and, you know, that never happened, because you can't say that. I mean, it's obvious that that actually happened. But there may be the fake news of, well, you know, he didn't really get resurrected. His disciples took the body away. So that same spirit, that very wealthy, insane, same spirit, is now upon us with this high-tech platform of everybody has these little AI smartphones, which are sucking your soul and your identity and your information all the time, and you don't realize that you're a commodity and everybody's a commodity. And well, you want to get a phone that doesn't do that? You're going to get ready to spend thousands of dollars, because the reason these phones are so cheap, they should be really expensive. Even the cheapest one is like worth like, what is the data? Like 2 dead Chinese per smartphone. It's ridiculous. Because of the factories and the situation and the starvation in China, it's like for every smartphone, there is like a dead or 2 dead Chinese slave worker. But they don't want you to know the truth, and they want to suck your soul and suck your identity and suck your information. And to get out of that grid, it's going to cost something. Or just go cold turkey and don't have a phone at all. But the slave grid is going to continue. Like, we're only just waiting for that moment where you can't quote the Bible because it's hate speech, because it's fake news. Oh, well, our independent fact checkers have found that Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good for those that love God. But, you know, that's kind of hateful against those that don't love God. I mean, all things should work together for good for those that hate God, too. So we're going to scrub that. We're not there yet. But we're really only just a trigger away from that. And we all know this. I've been thinking about this for over a decade. Like, of course they're going to ban the Bible. It's amazing that this evil platform called Facebook lets me post a Bible scripture to it. Well, it turns out that they want you to feel safe. They want you to feel like you can use it, but then eventually, of course, they're going to take it away. So we are working on alternative platforms, and I really believe that these podcasts, these, you don't see like a million likes and comments and subscribers, but actually we are reaching many, many, many people. But these podcasts that the internet is kind of ashamed of, because big tech can't really completely control an MP3 file with an RSS feed, which means that the podcast with the kind of internet address attached to it can always be free. As long as somebody has a computer connected to another computer, you can still get a podcast. You can still get an MP3 file. And yes, there's a lot of crap that's like overloaded the podcasting situation, the market, or if you want to call it that. I mean, there's very little money to podcasting unless you're Joe Rogan or somebody big. But look at Alex Jones, the king of podcasting. This is kind of a kamikaze mission. And it's not about the money. It's about getting the information to you and keeping in communication with you, with us, with having this ability. And I had an email that has been overloaded by spam and garbage, and I just hate opening Yahoo. So I set up another email, faithbucks@proton.me. M, mother M. E as in email. faithbucks@proton.me is my new email. So we can, at least we have email. And I do have some emails on an email list, which I never use, which I should do. But we're getting there, bros. Meanwhile, the Spear of War rages forward. I spent some time today. I was talking to family. I was spending some time with Jesus. And I was talking to the Lord and just getting back in tune. I noticed in the art of the family, the mission group that was very mystical and very fringe and very boots on the ground and very savvy at soul winning, shall we say. And I noticed in their art, in the years that I was getting out of the system and getting into being an independent Christian, that there were many, many, many kind of cartoonish art, but based on prophecy and visions of heavenly spaceships and heavenly interactions with angels and awesome things, pixies and crazy stuff. But I thought that it was interesting, the timing, that really this is what I love and I enjoy talking about, is that God has a military with his own technology and his own echelons of spiritual heavenly components, and whatever you need to get the job done, he's got it. And we don't really talk about that very much because it just sounds too New Agey, I guess. And the New Age has kind of got the cutting edge on the UFO stuff and the Galactic Federation of Light and whatever. But really, God has his own version of that. And I found it very interesting that that artwork and those prophecies from those days that I was looking into today really culminates in like what we need to kind of combat the darkness that we are now facing, with the express purpose of winning souls and combating this present Illuminati nasty. So I thought that was very fascinating. I don't know what it means, except to say that our timelines have been intertwined with some very spacey stuff, and it's not because somebody told me about it. It really feels like before I came to this planet, we were already getting into gear with the Spirit Force. And some other channels who are very diligently hearing from God were also like tuning in and writing and drawing some of this kind of stuff. And it wasn't for them, it was for us. It was for this end time battlefield, this end time army, this whole spectrum of what we have to go and deal through. So just gonna leave it at that for now. But hey, you know, get out there, find a way, find a platform, find some way to share your faith, to share your testimony. Don't just sit there, don't just be another bump on the log. The enemy wants you to just be like, well, I don't count, I'm not a part of anything. No, you are. Even if it's just because you are listening to my voice right now, you are now a part of this end time battlefield of stuff that we just can't even fathom. I mean, death shots that are causing people to develop some kind of weird venomous poison emitting system via the nanotechnology. And I want to briefly speak to that, and we will speak to that in just a moment. I'll be right back.
Holy Spirit is the kingdom, God's fingerprint. Lord, pull me into the depths of your spirit. It is okay to go deep. It's okay to ask him to reveal himself. It's okay to ask to feel his presence. Remember to release any self-hatred, any doubt over analyzing things. We have to let things come into our hearts. Receive it in the heart first, and let the mind catch up.
If you could have anything you want, what would it be? And I mean anything, because the Bible says, whatever you ask and you believe you received it, you will have. It also says, with the mustard seed of faith, you can move mountains. And I believe in this. And I have faith bigger than a mustard seed. So what did I ask? Did I ask to be a millionaire? Because I could, Well, I thought if I can have anything I want, why would I ask for material things? Because those are so easy to get, you don't even need to ask. I want spiritual powers, ability to help and to heal people. And I have received. And I do not need to worry about anything else. Everything else is already taken care of. I spend 90% of my time seeking after the kingdom of God and only 10% for other things.
Those were some beautiful Christian testimonies from TikTok, which you can find on Voices and Forces of TikTok podcast via the Spirit Force podcast system network platform, which is very messy, which is very just like I'm putting stuff out there. I've got like a bunch of projects. Don Basham, Ern Baxter, Liz Walker, June Farrell coming soon. And now, as of last night, Dr. Jerry Lee, the Manifestor Yada, a seer prophet, who sadly passed on before he could really be solidified into the consciousness of the internet, and was always on the verges and the fringes. But I made contact with this gentleman, and his widowed wife has sent me some of his books, and we would like to support and continue to speak into his ministry. So check out Dr. Jerry Lee, the Manifestor Yada, and we will be sharing daily his insights via the YouTube channel. I have found YouTube a very dirty place to go for spiritual insight. Like, I don't want to go to YouTube anymore for pretty much anything. And so maybe we can start a ministry of like transferring YouTube Christian stuff to other platforms. And maybe if we can get enough funding, like actually downloading the video too. Because I've noticed that with Alex Jones and James Corbett and Praying Medic, they all have systems where they can have podcasts that include video, and if you want to listen and not watch the video the whole time, or like have your phone like turn off when you put it in your pocket and you got a video on from YouTube or Facebook, and it's so annoying. I mean, this technology is designed to make us dumb. You understand, your phone is smart and you are stupid because you are letting your phone govern you, and you're the chicken in the chicken coop. You're the You're laying the eggs for the system, and you think you're free because you're getting a little bit of food and you've got protection and you're walled in. And but this whole system, it's the latest installment of they used Hollywood in the 80s and the 90s to make us think that it was sexy to live in a little cardboard box and to pay all this money to live in a tiny little apartment in Manhattan or London or Paris or wherever, LA, and you think you're getting ahead by going along with the system, and you're spending all your money. And when I was a kid growing up in the 80s, I was like, man, someday I'm gonna have my own apartment, I'm gonna have my cool torch lamp. Remember those like big long torch, like super energy burning torch lamps? They don't make them anymore. But and, oh man, I'm going to have all this money to afford all the CDs that I want. Ooh, like CDs, man. I bought some old CD from my high school era, like Urban Hymns, The Verve. Some really good music in there, actually. Like one of the more wholesome 90s bands. And it was like a buck. I bought it for a dollar. I think when I was in high school, I spent $15 for that CD. That was a lot of money back in 1999. But CDs are worthless, except that they have much better sound than MP3 or MP YouTube, whatever. So CDs still have value, actually, believe it or not. because of the audio quality is like so much better than anything online. So anyway, the whole scam of becoming a chicken, and as I speak to you, I'm literally in my Jeep staring at my rooster, my mini rooster, the bantam rooster, one of the few survivors of the attacks of the foxes, possums, bears, and he is still alive, and he seems to not be able to die. Like, one time I even found him in a rat trap. Like, he got caught. His neck was stuck. I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. The jerk rooster that likes to peck at everybody's feet every day has finally gotten caught, and he's dead. And I reached down to, like, undo the trap, one of those old rat traps, you know, and he literally, like, jumped up into life, sprung into action, and just like flew away to safety. It's like the impeccable rooster. He is the unbelievable rooster, and oh my gosh, it's 21 degrees outside, and the guy is like trying to stay warm with his feathers all puffed up. Super rooster man. But you know what? I'm so happy that he's free, that he can run around and protect the other, the four mini chickens, the black chickens that are still alive. I've bought about 7 more chickens. In addition, they are silky chickens. And I have heat lamps on them because they're babies and, you know, they need to stay warm. But I'm not giving up on the chicken wars. You know, chicken wars, stay tuned for more chicken wars. Just got to build a better electric fence and a coop. And we've learned our lesson this last year, but I'm not giving up on chickens, man. I am the chicken man. I literally dream about chickens multiple times per week. Like, I have dreams of even celestial chickens. And I'll leave that there because that sounds kind of weird, but I'm kind of intertwined with the birds, my friends. Something, maybe it's like Asian culture, something's affected me. It's like the phoenix, the fung ji, the phoenix chicken has affected yours truly, Michael Basham. But anyway, I don't want to be stuck in the chicken coop of the apartment complex, of the garbage of what Hollywood has made us to believe is cool, is trendy. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't think you want to be a part of that. I think we want to be free. I don't think we want to be chained to the big tech, to the garbage. And yes, out here in the wilderness, it's hard. You know, you build your own thing. You get free from the system, but then you got to build kind of your own little tiny system. And what it is going to be called in the end is barter back better. Our economy is going to be something akin to bartering to build our economies up to snuff. Probably less big, giant houses made out of plastic and cardboard, and more really sturdy, good wooden log cabins that last for a century or more, that still exist all around. Whenever I drive around in North Carolina, it's like, wow, nice log cabin, nice log cabin, nice log cabin. Oh, prefab home, prefab home, prefab home. Well, what if we went back to, like, hey, we can sustain our energy and, like, live much easier in a little tiny, you know, 2-story cabin with a wood-burning stove. Like, I mean, do you need all this space in your house? It's moldy. It's got rats. It's got problems. It's expensive. So, anyway, I don't know. I mean, I look at Hollywood movies from the 90s. I watched The Game with Michael Douglas. Really good movie. And it's such a good movie. It's so well done. It's so amazing. But you see the office life. You see wow, I've got a BMW and I have a mansion and I'm so in control and I've got my stock life, my stock market trading thing. And the kind of the bar, the example that Hollywood was sending to everybody was so artificial, so temporary. And look where that led us. And now the drug culture of America, like, you guys, if you're still in America, understand that the borders are going to be set to keep you in the killing fields, to keep you in the prison country. America will be turned into a Nazi Germany system where you are not allowed to leave. And you will try to leave, and unless you have like the carbon thing, passport, you will not be allowed to leave America. So if you're willing to stay and be a prophet of doom, back in the day it was like, yeah, we here in America, we're prophets of doom, then do it. But understand that you are going to be here as a missionary in the killing fields, with the guillotines, with the Walmarts, with the FEMA camps, with the coffins, the cardboard coffins or plastic coffins by the tens of thousands that people have seen. There are terrible things awaiting for Americans who stay in here. And the word on the street is that you are not going to be able to leave America when the final plan goes down. And I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. I'm watching my rooster preen his feathers and get all like toasty and comfy. Like, how do they do it? Like, their feet have got to be freezing. It's literally 21 degrees and my rooster is just like trying to make it. He's like looking around, staying toasty. Those feathers must be really amazing. Humans are not meant for this climate, for this planet. We have to have numerous things to keep us warm and toasty and you know, healthy and sanitized. And the beasts of the earth do not have that. So it's amazing how God has created us. We're meant for another world. But you look at the beasts of the earth and you think like, wow, like this is next level. Like, wow. So praise God. Anyway, I'm going to go to bed. I got to go. I got to leave. You know, I mean, I got things. I got a life. You know, I don't just do this. You know, I'm really successful at, pressure washing and painting. And seriously, please pray for us, because we do have a project, Chinese podcasts, shortwave radio, going into China. Thanks to Omega Man and his generous donations. So please don't just, you know, send us money. Like, we're all right now. But just send some donations over to Omega Man. And if you have donated to us, like, I want to thank everybody that has done so. Wow. So amazing. But Omega Man now is funding a project into China via shortwave radio. And also, we will be doing so with Japanese. So, pray for that. Pray for the time. Pray for the grace. Gotta spend time with Jesus. Gotta spend time with family. Gotta spend time at work. And then leftover time. I mean, we have very little time left over. And the stress factor. And just going into the spirit and healing. Gotta do it. Gotta do all of it. But I really enjoy these little, you know, front lines talks, and I hope to do more. I hope to try to get more out there and go to faithbucks.com and go to fringeradionetwork.com. Check out Let's Get Jacked Up and Ministry X. Check out all the great podcasts there, because your life may depend on it someday. Free speech. I don't know if Trump is gonna save it. I don't trust in Truth Social or Brighteon or Getter, but I have all those. Check them all out. Go to faithbucks.com. You got all the links there. I do actually post a lot to Getter and Truth Social, and you know, I've got a Twitter account, Searfax. But whatever, that's all silly stuff. Get ready for some main downloads. I have given up on blogs, but I am going to be posting to the Spirit Force white papers on faithbucks.com. So sub there and get ready, because I got a lot of dreams. I got a lot of visions. I got a lot of little random prayers and prophecies I'd like to share with you guys. Little insights. Let's just say maybe I come from a family of writers. I just haven't had the time to really edit properly, and I'd like to have a good, clean, independent platform. Well, I got one. It just requires HTML on the text document. It's kind of annoying. It's like, if I don't insert the right code, it looks terrible. And you know, it's HTML. It's literally like basic code, HTML, very basic. All right, guys, I love y'all. Go to bed. What are you doing? Why are you still here? Go. You got better stuff to do. What are you doing? Why just go switch to another thing? You know, just go away. I love you. Go on, change the world, save souls, plant seeds of the kingdom in those lost souls. Through love, you will send love into their hearts, and they will be like, "What is this? Who are you? Why do you love me?" You'll be like, "Jesus loves you. Get him. Send love. Send seeds. Win souls. You are the resistance, and you are the revolution. Hallelujah."
Something in the wind I'm sensing, it's taking me. Friends I'm talking with are saying, they all agree, blur the line at times we're playing with the enemy. So much for related tag team. Oh, I've been blind while my mind was open, incessantly hungry for a slice of system to comfort me. Under big attack like Iraq, my soul is weak, but the buck stopped.
Take a gamble.
Thank you.